Holiday travel is up and health officials are worried. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 29th day of December. Thanks for being with us again. The Main Street lending program is in the news. Senate Leader McConnell rebuffs efforts to increase the stimulus payment. We've got a list of stuff that will likely increase in price next year. We've got the Wall Street Report and a story that could be the next big business boom, if we're paying attention. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aurion.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back. It is the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. Find us at IOB_NewsHour. Easy, no? Well, even in the face of mounting increases in COVID-19 cases in the United States, holiday air travel has hit a pandemic record as Americans headed to friends and family for the holidays. It's a sign, say public health experts, that could set us up for yet another dramatic surge in COVID-19 cases. Yesterday, TSA said it had screened over 1.2 million passengers, and while travel is down between 55 and 65%, Sunday marked the highest number of travelers since mid-March and the sixth time in 10 days the daily volume was above 1 million airline passengers. Today, the Federal Reserve said it has extended the end date for the Main Street lending program by 8 days. The reason is because of the late surge of applications submitted since the Trump administration said it was terminating the emergency credit and several others that were set up by the central bank. The program is designed for small and mid-sized businesses that need credit to get through the recession, and the opportunity will remain open until the 8th day of January. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today blocked an attempt to force quick action to increase the stimulus payments from $600 to $2,000, something championed by President Trump and House Democrats. The move all but tanks any chance of increasing the stimulus payments. For the reason of the block, he says he wants the Senate to consider two Trump complaints that have nothing to do with Americans getting aid, and more to do with investigating the election and reworking a law that shields technology companies from liability for user content. McConnell said the stimulus, the election issue, and the technology issue would be in focus, but did not say a vote would be taken. President Trump was not satisfied, and in a tweet this afternoon, he said the GOP should pass the bigger stimulus payment, ASAP, as well as deal with his other complaints. The news? Well, that landed with a thud on Wall Street, where the markets reversed course and fell, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Hey, as long as we're talking about money that you may or may not have, let's take a look at what items the seat cheapism says are sure to go up in price next year. All right, you ready? Write these down, see if we're right. Insurers that participate in the Affordable Care Act marketplace will see their average premium rate increase by roughly 8.4% next year. The increase, well, that's tied to the costs of COVID-19 treatment. Also, Medicare Parts A and B are set for increases as well. You'll also pay more for prescription drug benefits under Medicare Part D. That's going to be about a 9% increase. Now, if you're thinking of buying a home, expect the price to go up. According to Forbes, buyer demand has continued to grow as the year comes to a close, and home prices are expected to rise by 5.7% in the new year. If you want to ship something, you might want to dig a little deeper. Postal service fees are set to increase on an average by 4.9% next year. Also, DHL, UPS, and FedEx are all hiking their rates by the same 4.9%. You know, this past year, with so many vehicles sidelined, many auto insurance companies cut rates or offered rebates. However, some of those same insurers will lift many emergency relief measures and increase their rates as people begin to drive more. Streaming media will get more costly. Already, several services have announced rate increases, and more are expected to follow. Rising demand and lighter production makes it very likely that the cost of natural gas will go way up in 2021. How much? Well, the U.S. Energy Information Agency forecasts prices will average $3.13 a unit next year, compared to an average of $2.07 this year. Gasoline is expected to bounce up as more people drive. Kiplinger expects oil prices to increase to $50 a barrel as the winter drags on, and perhaps even higher as the weather warms. That, in turn, means higher prices at the pump. And finally, the price you pay for food is going to go up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service forecasts increases of at-home food costs. That's kind of the stuff that you buy to cook yourself. Those costs will go up between 1 and 2% next year. Food away from home, which is shorthand for eating out, will increase between 2 and 3%. Now, about your wage increases, shall we talk about that? Yeah, maybe not yet. Stocks slipped today following the rally yesterday that saw Wall Street hit new high records as investors hoped for additional stimulus funding. Today, though, the Dow fell by 68 points after opening by more than 177 points up. The blue chips fell to 30,335. The NASDAQ gave up 49 points to close at 12,850. And the S&P 500 was down by 8 points to end the session at 3727. A couple of companies that led the markets lower, Apple and Home Depot. Despite the pullback, stocks are heading into year-end with strong gains, and we will know more tomorrow. Finally, there is this. More than a third of Americans are over the age of 50, and some business experts believe catering to this age group could be the 20s version of the software or internet boom. Barron's argues the affluent aging market is worth $8.3 trillion and presents a lucrative opportunity for entrepreneurs and investors to innovate and create solutions across sectors like healthcare, real estate, and financial services. Here's just one example. Only 1% of U.S. homes have basic structural elements for the 80% of older adults who want to age in place. And here's another. Add to that the move to create truly livable communities that are age-friendly. And if you look hard, well, even not so hard, we can see opportunities. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.